Welcome back to the Business of Government Hour. I'm Michael Keegan, your host, and our guest today is Mark Crisco, Deputy Director of Enterprise Information within the Office of the Undersecretary of Defense for Acquisition, Technology, and Logistics. So, Mark, making a tough policy decision on major acquisition systems inevitably gets the attention of everyone from the Secretary of Defense, Congress, and even the President. Your office plays a significant role in informing those decisions. To that end, I'd like to discuss the strategic vision that shapes your efforts. Could you tell us more about that?
Sure. I'd be glad to, Mike. I'd like to point something out first. I am not the decision maker. We really see that as the Undersecretary of Defense and drafting off of his, because what Mr. Kendall owns are both the policy, the process, the people, and the performance of the organization. We have and represent a tractable problem in that of managing the information and focusing on the data and information to provide him, his staff, and the services. So what do we do in terms of that? We make sure we collect it. We make sure we manage that information very well. And we analyze the data to understand the behaviors of data, not behaviors of the decision and information. But I find ourselves very much to be the fuel to the analyst to understand what they need to analyze. We take away some of the questions that they would ask. Where did it come from? What does it mean? We can help them along their line so they can do better jobs in terms of their analysis, so the decision makers can make better and informed decisions without worrying about the data in and of itself. Our focus is to define and govern, make the data available, and provide them with some tools to help present that to them so they understand what they're working with.
Interesting. So the message is clear that data and information are key to managing, overseeing, and streamlining defense acquisition. Would you tell us more about the Acquisition Visibility Initiative, its vision, mission, and goals?
Yes, I'd be glad to. Our vision is to provide authoritative data to the decision makers, have well-managed information management from the value chain perspective of acquisition, not just a technology perspective. And being able to manage and coordinate that data and define that and make that transparent to the organization so we can tackle the problems that we need to tackle.
So, Mark, how does having this data empower DoD leadership?
The data empowers leadership by providing them a view of what's going on in the department. And the decisions and the processes, as you might imagine, are quite extensive. We have structured processes, structured procedures for handling this so we can decide, so the undersecretary can decide how best to support acquisition decision making. Our role is to make it transparent and make it clear where we are, what we have, what we don't have, and how can we share that across the community. Do it once and use many.
So you mentioned earlier that one of the areas is data governance or governance in your purview. What is data governance and how critical is it to have a focused data governance strategy to do what you do?
We hear it an awful lot in the city about governance. I'd like to move that up a bit and talk about it in terms of, I like to say it's big G, not little g. So it's big governance. What big governance means to me, what we've been doing in the department, is we have senior staff across the OSD and the Office of Secretary, the senior principal actors there working with us to help adjudicate what data do we need. Let's ask once. We also have the services a part of this discussion to say, can we do this? Can we not? Is it valuable to have this information as a part of our decision makers? So we have the experts, senior leaders, subject matter experts, by and large, who are charred and chartered to solve the acquisition decisions, whether they be the Army, Navy, Air Force, or whether they be an Office of Secretary component, whether they be research and engineering, logistics, procurement, or acquisition in and of itself.
Your office is within a niche field in which discussions are laden with really technical terms like service-oriented architecture, semantic technologies, agile methodologies. Would you define these specific terms for us, and how do these technical approaches assist you in meeting your mission?
It's an interesting question, and at best, probably not trying to define all those terms and to bore the listening audience about what they are. I think the important thing about all of the technology in terms of infrastructure, in terms of practice, in terms of technique, can best be described as they are new methodologies that management can adapt and employ to move forward. They are opportunities for us to manage our data better, whether it be semantically, whether we can work in data in small buckets or small pieces and understand how it's constructed, how to put it together. Whether it's service orientation, whether we think about service orientation of, in our case, we ask the services, we don't want to build interfaces. Can you publish your information and can we subscribe to your information? So we've tried to put these terms into practice and working with the purest of technologists, not only talking about it as an end in and of itself, but an end that can support what we're trying to achieve as a department in acquisition data.
So no technology, organization, or process is a perfect solution. And DoD's work to implement acquisition visibility came with numerous challenges. Would you tell us more about the obstacles and challenges? And why, more importantly, why has data transparency always been a primary obstacle?
Well, there's a couple points I'd like to make on this. One on the challenges. Our size and diversity just make it difficult in and of itself. We are a big organization, multinational, if you'd like to think about it that way. I think the complexity of the topic of information management at an organization as large as the Department of Defense requires a fair bit of rigor and thought about how best to handle it based upon our size, complexity, and the issue. How do you manage data for a multinational organization when your data is as complex as the department's? And also, there's no single answer. There is no monolith out there. If there was, we would have probably employed it by that, but you have to continue to slog through that. I also believe on your question of data transparency, I don't believe data transparency is the problem. I think the issue is data management and information management is. And what do I mean by that? As a community, we've, in some cases, we've not really done a good job of stewarding what information we want and need to manage. I think this is where we've taken steps forward to sit here and say, what value? Why do we do this? Because oftentimes you hear, well, there's a ton of data, there's plenty of data out there, but we don't know the context for that. So bringing stewardship over data management and the transparency and the clarity of what we're trying to do and what we're trying to achieve really goes a long way in assisting that, assisting us moving forward.
Well, you mentioned the complexity of the organization like DoD. I'd like to explore breaking down organizational boundaries and barriers. How did you align your efforts with focus across groups? And to what extent is DoD's acquisition visibility a case study in cross-organizational leadership?
Well, I'd like to think it was a case study, and I think it would I would like to think of it as a good case study, but it is always difficult to work across the organizational boundaries. I always like to say we can blame Jefferson and Madison for the way we're organized as a federal space, but in our various organizations, the keys to that are positive communication, positive collaboration, and positive clarity. So in our case, we're really not viewed as a threat across the seams because we aren't the decision makers. We're just working on the horizontal piece of data and information to the good of all, not to the good of one as opposed to the other. That requires a fair bit of collaboration from everyone on our team, and our team is works diligently on being sure that we collaborate across these institutions and try to give more away than we get back. So in our minds, it's strong collaboration as well as clarity of what we're trying to do and how we're trying to achieve it.
What lessons have been learned in implementing acquisition visibility within DoD? We will ask Mark Crisco, Deputy Director of Enterprise Information within the Office of the Undersecretary of Defense for Acquisition, Technology, and Logistics, when our conversation continues on the Business of Government Hour.